Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, is Prince Harry about to get into stand-up comedy? Harry will be taking part in Stand Up for Heroes, an annual comedy event on Wednesday, with the show happening virtually this year. Stand Up for Heroes is an annual event hosted by Jon Stewart to raise money for the Bob Woodruff Foundation. Woodruff said, "For the last 14 years, the Stand Up for Heroes event has continued to inspire our nation and serve as a reminder of all the brave individuals that have defended our country selflessly in our military. This year, it is especially important that we unite to show support for their sacrifices as we come together virtually to stand up for our heroes." Bruce Springsteen will also be joining Harry and a slew of comedians to the show, which will be aired on ABC News, TikTok, and Facebook Watch. Via Fox News, Prince Charles is getting into the spirits business with his own gin, made with herbs grown from his garden at Highgrove House in Gloucestershire. The Prince of Wales teamed up with the Oxford Artisan Distillery for the gin, made with a hint of lavender, sage, and thyme harvested from his flower beds, according to the master distiller Corey Manson, who spoke with the Daily Mail. The recipe for the botanical gin reportedly took months to develop, and Prince Charles personally taste-tested the quintessentially British spirit, which the distillery recommends using in a gin and tonic cocktail. It is traditional, elegant, refined, but with complex herbal notes of a traditional English garden, Mason told the Daily Mail. If you would like to give it a try, it can be shipped directly from Highgrove House, with bottles costing around $47. Proceeds for the Royal Spirit will go to the Prince Charles Charitable Fund, which backs charities focused on education and social inclusion, among others. From the Express, the man who broke into the bedroom of Queen Elizabeth II in the royal family's most infamous security breach has said he does not regret it. Michael Fagan, an out-of-work painter and decorator, hit headlines around the world in 1982 when he climbed the railings of Buckingham Palace to visit the Queen. Mr. Fagan shimmied up a drainpipe, got in through an open window, and wandered the corridors, eventually finding himself face-to-face with the monarch. The story is known all over the world to this day and has even been dramatized in the new series of The Crown. Fagan recently said, "There's plenty of people who have knelt before the Queen, but there are not many who have sat on a bed and had a chat, is there?" The Crown's version of the conversation between Mr. Fagan and the Queen, Olivia Colman, is a work of fiction. In real life, according to Fagan, "I pulled back the curtain and she said, 'What are you doing here?'" The Express shares that Her Majesty's voice was not as Mr. Fagan expected. "She talks like me and you, normal. Well, I sound a bit common, so maybe not like that, but very normal." The Queen did not, as the show cheekily suggests, address Mr. Fagan with her favoured line in small talk, "Have you come far?" In reality, after a short moment in which Mr. Fagan sat on the bed, she told him, "I'll be back in a minute," and darted out of the room. She walked out on her little legs, then a footman comes in and goes, "You look like you need a drink, mate." The footman, Paul Wybrew, took Mr. Fagan down the corridor. He poured me a whiskey out of the pantry. Then the policemen came, and they were all over the place. They hadn't arrested anyone for years, and they were on a retirement posting on guard duty. One of them was fumbling around for his notebook. Until the Queen sat up and spoke, Mr. Fagan had not realized it was her bedroom, as he did not think it grand enough to belong to a monarch. She never had a four-poster bed, and she's got a little thing where she does her teas and coffees. The Netflix drama suggests that Mr. Fagan launched a diatribe about Baroness Thatcher telling the Queen that the Prime Minister had ruined the country. In reality, he said that that was not the case and Morgan had used a lot of artistic license. He still has no explanation for why he broke in, although he was frustrated by joblessness and the breakup of his marriage. But he conceded that he did share the anti-Thatcher sentiment. "A lot of people thought like that. She did a lot of damage to children. She was like Trump," he said. Mr. Fagan was arrested, but not charged with trespass, as it was then a civil offence. He was then sent to a psychiatric hospital for 3 months before returning home. There you have it. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.